Welcome back. Giants Cactus League opener coming your way at the top of the hour. I'm Kerry Crowley alongside Marty Lurie and Bill Lasky. This is Talkin' Baseball, the first day of Cactus League action down here in the desert. I'm thrilled for it, especially because we'll get a good, nice, long look at Giants prospects this spring. And when we talk Giants prospects, we always want to bring in Katie Wu. She does a great job covering everything for NBC Sports Bay Area, but she's always got her eye on the Giants' future. Katie, welcome in. How are you?
Gentlemen, so nice to hear some of my favorite Giants voices on what I'm sure is a beautiful Sunday in Scottsdale.
It is. It is a beautiful Sunday. You're familiar with the desert, a fellow Arizona State Sun Devil. And Katie, I got the Giants lineup card a few minutes ago, and one of the first things that popped into my head was Marco Luciano is on it. He's going to be a substitute today, so it appears as though he will back up Mauricio Dubon at shortstop. And for Giants fans who are not familiar with Luciano, talented 19-year-old, you know, kind of the future of Giants baseball. And the reason I want to bring him up first is you covered Fernando Tatis Jr. and his rise to the big leagues in the Padres farm system. Do you get the sense that there's sort of a similar buzz around Luciano and what he might mean to the Giants organization?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's a tall comparison anytime we compare anyone to Fernando Tatis Jr., but when you compare the allure and the excitement that the Giants player development staff has regarding Marco Luciano, it's very, very similar to what I remember experiencing when Fernando Tatis Jr. was coming up through the Padres pipeline. This kid is young. He's exciting. He has one of the most powerful swings in the prospect kind of pipeline there. You've seen him and the allure and the notice that he's gotten over the past year, even without a minor league season, it's continuing to grow. And I think more and more people are buying into Luciano. So I'm pretty excited to see what he can do in his Cactus League debut this year. And hopefully, you know, if he gets a rip of one, we'll be able to hear just how powerful that is, that swing of his is. But, you know, it's a fair comparison between the two. I think Luciano will probably be a top 20 prospect and has every kind of capability to be a top 10 by midway through this 2021 season. And the excitement surrounding him, it's real. It's justified. So definitely pumped to see what he can do.
He's not the only infield prospect in Giants camp this spring. Will Wilson, former first-round draft pick of the Angels. He's also a middle infield guy for the Giants. They're really excited about him. You don't see Wilson's name on the top 100 prospects, Katie, but I still think that there's some buzz, there's some hype around him. What do you know about Wilson? How do the Giants project him, and what could he mean to this core and this future?
Wilson is interesting because, you know, as you mentioned, a 2019 first rounder, but one that the Giants had their eyes on in that draft and ended up getting back eventually with the trade. He profiles well within what the Giants are trying to do right now. As you know, Kerry, you know, we're probably not going to see a traditional same nine from the Giants pretty much ever in this 2021 season. And Will Wilson fits in because of his ability to play multiple positions. He can, you know, when the Giants play, you know, they favor heavily splits and matchups, and he definitely fits that role. The Giants infield is almost a little hodgepodge of sorts with Tommy La Stella. You're going to see Devon coming back in from the outfield and playing around multiple positions in the infield this year. And Will Wilson fits that prototype quite well. Now, when you look at his stats, you'll see, okay, this guy has never played above a rookie ball, so that's a little concerning. But we cannot, like we talk about when we talked about the missing minor league season, his time at the alternate site can only expedite his arrival to the big leagues. And while I don't think it'll be right away, I think he has a legitimate chance to impact this club in 2021 based on his ability to kind of slot in and play matchups like the Giants favor.
Really good stuff. We're talking Giants prospects with Katie Wu. She covers everything for NBC Sports Bay Area, but always an eye on the Giants' future. You can follow her on Twitter at @KatieJWu. Katie, I want to flip gears a little bit and talk about Giants pitching prospects. That feels like they've got, you know, a million arms in camp, as Marty said a few minutes ago, but some of the really intriguing young arms are Tristan Beck and Sean Gelly. And it feels like if everything goes right for these two guys, Beck, a Stanford product, Gelly out of Kentucky, that they could be impacting things in the Giants rotation by the end of the season. Where do you see things starting for them this year? And what should Giants fans know about these two guys?
Well, I think you kind of touched on everything there, Kerry. I mean, just I don't even know how you keep track of the absurd amount of non-roster pitchers the Giants have in camp this year. It's a tall order, but I know that with Tristan Beck and Sean Gelly, which is probably my favorite minor league name to say right now, they are very similar based on their storylines. You know, they're both young right-handers, both were left off the alternate site last year. you saw the Giants when, after the cancellation of the minor league season and the launch of the alternate site, they took a focus on their position players and their heavy hitting prospects, and their top pitching prospects for the majority were left off that alternate site roster. So I think with Tristan Beck and Sean Jelly, you're going to see an opportunity. Now, these are guys that have never played above Double A. Tristan Beck tapped out in San Jose in 2019, did get some reps in the Fall League. But, you know, they're still developing. They're still growing. And, you know, I don't necessarily want to say the lack of the alternate site hurt them. Obviously, this is a common misconception, but just because they weren't at the alternate site or training with the club doesn't mean they weren't throwing. They were still in contact with the Giants player development staff, still staying on their throwing plans. So I think what you're going to see is just kind of a showcase this spring of where they're at, where their speed is at, their velocity, how their pitches look. And, you know, thankfully, since we will have a 2021 minor league season this year, I wouldn't be surprised if both of them start at Double A this year, but move up to Triple A. But if they do start at Triple A, I think it'll likely be because the Triple A season starts before the Double A season this year. Like you said, though, if things go according to plan, if they project like they're supposed to project, it would not be surprising for any case for these two to be on the roster for the Giants at the latter part of 2021.
Wow, really good distinctions about pitchers who did not get the invitation to the alternate site still getting their work in, as opposed to some of the position players who did appear in Sacramento last season and then got the extra benefit of practicing in the off season at the Fall Instructional League down in Arizona. Katie, I want to ask you about three exciting young outfielders in the Giants farm system, and that's Hunter Bishop, Elliot Ramos, and Alexander Canario. And Canario is hurt right now, but he did get the invitation to spring training. He was added to the 40-man roster this offseason. Giants fans have been told, essentially since the days of Chili Davis, and I think it was 1984 when he made the All-Star team, he was the last homegrown outfielder to do so. Is there finally reason to believe that the Giants have turned the corner from a player development standpoint, and they're going to produce Major League caliber starting outfielders with Bishop, Canario, and Ramos coming through the system?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that trio is one of the more exciting kind of tangents of prospects that we have seen from this revamped Giants farm system. I mean, it doesn't feel like too long ago where the farm system was looking a little shaky. And I think the player development staff has completely turned that around. And it starts with that outfield. You know, Ramos is probably the most recognized name out of the three, but I think all three have the capability to be impact players on this on a major league roster. I think with Canario, like you mentioned, he's hurt. He's young. He underwent shoulder surgery in the offseason. He's only 20 years old. He's never played above short season ball, which is now defunct. And he has a while to go before he's obviously ready. But what I like about Canario is the raw tools he has, that raw potential. He definitely can fit right in that outfield, although he's going to take a couple more years. And I think someone like Bishop or Ramos is. Quite honestly, I think Hunter Bishop may be a little bit closer to the big leagues just because of how well he impressed at the alternate site. I mean, this is a guy who has that three years, I believe, at Arizona State, where he's had that college experience. He's kind of had that ability to play already. And, you know, when you draft college players, they come with the understanding that they're a little bit more refined. They have a little bit more a tool and control and maturity and how they play. So I think based on Hunter Bishop coming in after, you know, all the COVID conundrums that he had after being undergoing COVID-19, he comes in, he shines at the alternate site, he gets put on the radar, and they're really excited about him. I think him and Ramos will definitely headline that trio, and then when Canario is healthy, and hopefully we can see him in his first full professional season this year, that trio is something to really keep your eyes on as the Giant farm system progresses.
Well, great insight, great analysis, and Katie, we're going to tap in with you all season long here on Talkin' Baseball. Thank you so much for joining us today. It all starts today, Giants Cactus League opener, and so much to get to this season, so thanks for joining us.
Carrie, as always, Marty, Bill, so nice to hear from you guys. We'll talk soon.
All right, coming up next on Talkin' Baseball, Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky, Carey Crowley here with you. Giants and Angels, of course, first pitch coming up from Scottsdale Stadium in just about 35 minutes. But coming up next, it'll be Marty looking through the window of baseball with Bruce Jenkins, the great columnist with the San Francisco Chronicle. Can't miss it here on KMBR, the sports leader.